This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Connie, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on Fun Kids. Being stuck at home, I would imagine, as a Blue Peter presenter, you've got loads of ideas of stuff to keep busy with, things that you can use around the house to makeshift fun.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a good way, isn't it, when you're in isolation, of sort of finding new hobbies and new things that you can do using what you have around you.
I know there's loads on the YouTube channel, which we can help ourselves with. So this is it's Science Scribbles and Stories. Tell us how it came about.
Because now my kids are off school and I'm having to homeschool them, I realised that actually, you know, there's nothing out there that I know some schools are doing Google Classrooms, but there's nothing from my kids from their school that I could just sort of like have a virtual teacher, essentially. And I hesitate to say teacher because my videos are more fun. It's a virtual friend instead. But just that, you know, people find it hard to be doing work from home and be teaching their kids as well. So it's just ideas of things you can do, experiments you can do, for instance, with water, just using things in and around the house. Or, for instance, there's some book readings, and then there's like educational stuff built around the books that I'm reading from. So, for instance, there's a book called Mumnesia, which is a mum and her daughter, and basically the mum gets reverted to her 12-year-old former self. So I do a little piece on the brain and how the brain works, because the brain is a very complex thing. And then there's stuff that you can make, cookies, only 3 ingredients, easy for lockdown. And they're literally, I'm not joking, you've got to try them out. So they're the tastiest cookies ever, and they're so easy to make. Drawing, there's a comic strip writing session on one of the videos. So yeah, loads packed in there.
Now, I love my science. I do a Science Weekly podcast for Fun Kids. Talk us through some of the science experiments you've done. I was watching one earlier where you were shoving pins through a big bag of water.
Yeah, so that can be done with sharp pencils. I used wooden skewers. Basically, if you get water and you put it into a plastic bag and you seal the plastic bag at the top, because of the nature of plastic, it's a polymer, which is made up of really, really long chains of molecules. When you skewer your pencil or your skewer through the bag, actually what happens is it slides between the molecule chains, and the plastic sort of reseals around the incision you've made, and so none of the water actually trickles out. It's very clever.
Now, last year you brought us the book Cookie and the Most Annoying Boy in the World. I would think, being stuck at home with so much time, I know you've got your family around you, but have you been managing to squeeze in an hour or so to write more every day?
So book 2 is coming out in, unless things change because of the whole lockdown scenario, in August, and it has been written already, so it's just sort of being tweaked and pictures are sort of going in. And yeah, so luckily I'm not in a writing phase at the minute because it's done and dusted.
Well, all being well and good, and it is released this summer, can you just give us a little hint about what Cookie's up to this time around?
Yeah, so this time, so Cookie and the Most Annoying Boy in the World was about this new guy moving into the neighbourhood who she found immensely irritating. Book 2 is about the character of Susie Ashby, who's also in book 1, who Cookie's now finding is the most irritating girl in the world, you could say, because Cookie's really into climate change and the whole school are into climate change and being eco, and Susie Ashby is not at all eco. Friendly, and they all end up going on a forest club trip camping, and it's all about the antics that Cookie gets up to and how annoying Susie gets.
So that's what's happening in the future. Let's have a see what you can remember about stuff that you've done in the past. In the last 10 episodes, I mean, you've cracked them out fairly quickly, so they probably will be fresh in your mind, but I've got some questions. These have all been featured in your videos so far. Number 1, what is the actual definition of an alien?
An alien, a being that's from a foreign country, culture, or even planet.
Yeah, that's right. Being from a foreign race, culture, country, or even outer space. Number two, we've kind of touched on this. Why do things appear differently when we see them through water?
Oh, that's because of diffraction, which is when light travels through a medium of a different density, it changes direction. And so when it returns to our eye, because the light is bent, it makes it look like the image that's behind the water is pointing in the other direction from what it actually is. So if you get a glass of water and you put your hand behind it, your hand will be pointing the opposite way from what you feel it should be.
You're on the way to a winner with this one, I think. What are the three ingredients in the three-ingredient cookie secret recipe?
Flour, sugar, and butter. You can put chocolate chips in if you want, or raisins.
That makes it four.
Yeah, no, but it's optional.
Okay, that's the basis. That's what we need for the secret three. And your last one, what does the code COBRA stand for?
Cabinet Office Briefing Room A.
Exactly, there you go. That's where the meeting, the important government meetings are named after the place they have it. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Connie. Love the YouTube channel. Anyone listening, need to go and check it out. Connie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.